And here we are looking at the world of work and jobs. Now, sometimes it's not easy to get a job, and it can be much, much harder to find a job if you have a disability. For example, if you need to use a wheelchair or you're blind. But of course, there are lots of disabled people who have very successful careers. We shouldn't forget that not long ago, Britain had a Minister for Education who was blind. Every day this week, we're talking to people with disabilities about their jobs. And today, Mike Lawley meets Marina Stewart.
Marina, when you were born, you already had problems with your eyes. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I could only see partially. And when I was 18, I had an operation to get rid of the problems. Unfortunately, the operation went badly wrong, and I was left completely blind.
So, what about your education?
Well, I went to a special school for blind people, and then I went to college. But somehow, you know, the teachers at the college for blind people just didn't think we could get good, interesting jobs.
You mean the teachers didn't think you were going to be successful? That's terrible.
I know. And so I didn't really know what to do. I got a job in a shop, but I hated it. I stayed because I felt that, well, because I was blind, I really didn't have much choice.
But one day, all that changed, right?
Yes. I was in a cafe in London, and by accident, I met someone who was in the theatre. We talked a bit, and I found out that he was the director of a group of disabled actors. He invited me to go to a workshop, and I went. I loved it, and soon I started doing real acting.
Then what?
Well, after working in the theatre, I got an offer to work in television for the first time. I worked in two or three television films, and I'm happy to say that one of them won an award.
Acting isn't the only thing that you do, is it?
No, I also love music, and I play the piano, and I give piano lessons at home to small children. It's wonderful. I love it almost as much as acting.
So, it looks like that teacher was wrong. It is possible for a disabled person to be successful in the world of work. Is that right?
Yes, it is. When I was young, you know, when I was a child and a teenager, no one thought I could do much. And it was hard to imagine what jobs I could do. But I fought hard, and the most important thing is, I didn't let being blind get in my way. I have always wanted people to think of me as Marina Stewart. That's all. I'm Marina first, and then I'm a blind person.